This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we reviewed the teaching that as a general rule, Pshute Kli'eitz, wooden utensils that lack any receptacle, it's not a container of any sort, as such wooden utensils are not Mekabel Tumah. And this is absolutely the rule on the biblical level. But our Mishnah teaches that the Rabbanan decreed that certain types of wooden utensils are Mekabel Tumah, like rabbinically they're Mekabel Tumah, even though they have no receptacle. The question of whether a rabbinic decree applies to any specific utensil has to be judged on a case-by-case basis. There's certain wooden utensils that have, we call it, Tzura Sakli. It's clear that it is a functioning utensil based on its physical attributes and the way it's used, could potentially qualify for this rabbinic decree that says that, again, even though the wooden utensil lacks any receptacle, it's still susceptible to tumah. So the Mishnah begins with one example of this, and that is, Arubo shel nachtomim tumeos. The Mishnah rules that the wooden flat baking boards used by bakers who arrange the loaves on these boards before putting them in the oven, these can become tameh, that is, on the rabbinic level. For these are judged to have the clear appearance and form of a kli, hence the aforementioned rabbinic decree applies that we do practice a law of tumah when it comes to these types of utensils. But v'shal balibatim taharos. But the boards used by balibatim, not professional bakers, these are very simple, ordinary boards that the balibatim would use as baking boards. Because of their very plain, simple design, there's no features in them that make it clear that they're actually a proper kli at all. There's no rabbinic decree of tumah when it comes to these simple wooden boards. However, serkon o chirkiman, if a person went in and painted such a board with red paint or saffron, which is a yellow dye, then tumeos, then the rabbinic decree of tumah would apply. For by applying the paint, it would more clearly indicate that this is a proper kli, gives it that tsuras kli, the appearance of a kli, and therefore a law of rabbinic tumah will apply. The Mishnah discusses another case involving equipment used by a baker. The Mishnah says, regarding daf shel nachtom min shekavo ba'komsel, a baker's flat metal shelf that when attached to the wall. So since this shelf is made of metal, it's biblically susceptible to tumah. For metal utensils, don't need to have a receptacle to be subject to tumah. The person that took the metal shelf and attached it to the wall. And the issue is, do we now say that this is something that's mechubar lekarka, it's attached to a structure which is attached to the ground, and therefore it should share the same tumah status as the ground, namely that it's not mekabel tumah. The halach in this case is the subject of a dispute, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer mitayr, Rabbi Eliezer ruled that the shelf no longer is susceptible to tumah, for it's now attached to a building, it's attached to the ground, and therefore we apply the regular rule of kol mechubar lekarka reyka karka, that which is attached to the ground has the same halachic status as the ground itself. Since the ground is not mekabel tumah, neither is this shelf. However, v'chachamim mitamim, the chachamim say, no, the metal shelf continues to be susceptible to tumah. In the opinion of the chachamim, since this shelf started out with the biblical status of tumah, it was mekabel tumah on the biblical level, attaching it to the ground does not fundamentally change it. It continues to be mekabel tumah. Another case of a flat kind of a wooden board used by bakers, the Mishnah says, regarding sarod shel nachtomin, a flat wooden board on which the baker will slice the dough, tameh. The rabbinic law of tumah does apply to this, as it's clear that this is used as a proper kli. The baker is using it frequently, and so this is considered a wooden kli that, yes, there's no receptacle, but since it's obvious that it's a proper kli, it has that tzura of a kli, it has the appearance of a kli, the rabbinic law of tumah therefore does apply, v'shal balibatim tahar. But the homeowner's version of the sarod board is not mekabel tumah whatsoever, not even on the rabbinic level. For this, a version of the board is more seldomly used, and therefore it doesn't have that particular tzura sakli that it's evidently used as a utensil, and so there isn't even rabbinic tumah. The Mishnah says, if gifafo mi'arba ruchosav, The person went and made a rim on all four sides of his sarod board, tameh, well, then it certainly is mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah on the biblical level, because now it's a wooden utensil that functions as a container. If, however, nifratz miruach achas tahar, if even just one side of the rim breaks, and since it can no longer function as a container, it will no longer be mekabel tumah. So we see that one way to make the balabayas version of the sarod into a utensil that's mekabel tumah is by adding a rim. This the next time it says there's another way to accomplish this. Rabbi Shimon said, "Imeskino lios koritz alav tameh." If the owner of the sarod of balabatim, if he makes some other physical change to the board, he modifies it in a way that makes it more useful as a sarod board to slice his dough on, then that would be sufficient to make the board qualify as a wooden utensil without a receptacle, but it does have a tzura sakliyan, which therefore is mekabel tumah on the rabbinic level. The Mishnah concludes with one more item that's in the repertoire of a baker. It is v'chein hamaruch tameh, a wooden rolling pin, according to all opinions, is mekabel tumah on the rabbinic level, as a rolling pin is something that is considered to have its tzura sakli. It's very evident and obvious that this is used as a kli to roll out the dough, and therefore it is mekabel tumah on the rabbinic level.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.